I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Here in the U.S., we're used to hearing about how newspapers are dying off from a lack of readers and a lack of advertisers. But in Venezuela, the newspaper industry is hurting for another reason. Andrew Rosati reports from the city of Maturin.
Jose Luis Ferreira runs a newsstand in Maturin, and until recently, business was pretty good. But now he can't get enough papers to supply his customers.
Esta situación se viene dando ya hace unos tres meses. Nosotros por lo menos vendíamos prensa.
The situation with newspapers has been going on for about 3 months. We used to sell about 200 papers a day, but little by little sales have been dwindling. 180, then 150, and now we're selling 80 papers a day. It's a significant decline.
It isn't a news shortage. It's a newsprint shortage. After the death of President Hugo Chavez in March, inflation soared, and because of exchange controls, foreign currency, namely the U.S. dollar, has become increasingly scarce. That's a problem, because even in a country that has a hostile relationship with the U.S., dollars are paramount for importing goods. So now, everything from cooking oil to toilet paper is in short supply, even newsprint. That shortage is hitting the smaller, regional papers especially hard. Tenedo Guia is the president of the National College of Journalists.
Como incongruente pensar que en una administración política...
Isn't Congress that the policy for an administration that is striving towards socialism depends so much on the dollar? But the government hasn't supplied dollars to this industry. That's the reason there are shortages. Five papers have shut their doors already.
Maybe Gutierrez worked as a reporter at El Sol, Maturin's oldest daily newspaper, until last month. She was one of 20 employees who got laid off when the daily ran out of paper.
It caught me off guard. In the span of 2 days, we were guaranteed our jobs. Then, told we had to leave. It's a huge shock.
National newspapers aren't doing much better. According to the National College of Journalists, the lack of newsprint has forced 38 papers to reduce their page count. While the presses at El Nacional, one of the country's leading dailies, are still running, editor Miguel Ortero says they're in serious trouble.
We don't know if the government will want or will be able to give us the foreign currency to buy newsprint from Canada or the United States. We won't last after December if there is no further approbation of foreign currency. That's a reality. I imagine all the other newspapers are in the same situation.
But some wonder whether the government wouldn't mind if the paper shortage drove some newspapers out of business. Hugo Chavez closed dozens of radio stations and a number of cable news channels during his 14-year tenure, leaving independent print media as the harshest critic of the government, now led by Nicolas Maduro. Tenedo Guia, president of the National College of Journalists, says he's very concerned.
We don't want to think that this is a means of censorship that prohibits freedom of expression and opinion. It would be very dangerous for the country if this was a means of censorship.
The government isn't commenting one way or another. So for now, newspapers continue to shrink their page counts as they wait to get their hands on foreign currency. One temporary solution might be for them to focus on their digital editions. But editors point out that very few people in Venezuela read the news on computers or mobile phones. For them, the print edition is still what matters. For The World, this is Andrew Rosati, Maturin, Venezuela.